Welcome one, welcome all, and welcome to Classic Horror Month on Unleash the Ghouls, where every Friday in October we're going to be taking on one of the genre's all-time most loved films, starting off this week with 1984's A Nightmare on Elm Street. Now, before Kofi gets into the plot, Stu, you have some words for the ghoul gang, sir. Thank you, Stu. Kofi with the...
Please do make sure you subscribe, you like, you comment, you do all that engagement shit that makes us popular. But in the meantime, if you do enjoy Unleash the Ghouls and you've been following us for a little while, you can buy us a beer if... I don't really know why you would, but you can buy us a beer if you like. We've got a comment in pinned at the top of the, funny enough, the comment section. And if you've been enjoying it... If you've been enjoying this awkward ask, then perhaps you might want to buy us a beer. Kofi, over to you. What happened in this film?
This is the first appearance of Freddy Krueger, right? A film about four friends who live on the same road called Elm Street, obviously, who get hunted during their dreams. As soon as the film started, there's someone having a dream, running through a boiler room, getting chased by this weird burnt guy with claws. The first thing we see him do is rip a curtain with his claws. But if you look carefully, the curtain already had the fucking holes in. and he starts from the top of the holes.
I really liked this film. I immediately really liked the music they were using at the start.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Yeah, it just worked fucking so well. I was just really drawn into this, and I really enjoyed the film as, you know, a whole, and it was also paced very well for me.
Mm-hmm. What I quite liked about the characters in it is they didn't overdo the numbers, because, like, Friday the 13th, it's like there's about 20 teenagers in, but in this there's only four main ones, and one of them dies, like, quarter of an hour in, so it keeps it a bit more focused. The majority of the film is Johnny Depp's character Glenn and Nancy, which, again, it's quite cool, because it makes you think that Tina, the girl from the beginning, and she's going to be the main girl because she's the first girl we see. She has the first nightmare. But yeah, she's fucking decimated quarter of an hour in.
I actually really liked the way that was done. It, like, because you knew straight away, like, they're going to think it's him, and then it's going to, you know, have the plot twist around that. And, like, you know, when she hit the bed, it, like, splattered blood all over him, and then they managed to come in and see him like that. And he had, you know, I didn't really like the fact that he'd, like, escaped through a window rather than just was there. But yeah.
Because who's he chasing? Like, if you think that a person was in the room and they've done it, then you would look out the window and go, oh, there's no one there. Or you would stay in the room and go, guys, so what's just happened? Like, you wouldn't be
somebody
like,
help.
I'm going to leg it. I'm going to chase down this thin air.
Do you reckon he thought it was the sheep? To be fair, when that guy gets caught by the police and goes to jail, the sheik gets him.
Yes, that's true.
It actually does, shit.
And right at the end, the sheik gets the mum.
Yes. That we see Tina again, actually, because, like, Nancy starts having, not hallucinations, she's, like, asleep in class.
What? Dreams.
Yes, she starts having a dream. That's the word. Yes, thanks, Corp. And she has, like, a daydream, and she sees Tina, but she's, like, in a bloody see-through body bag, and I thought, oh, that looks fucking pretty creepy, to be fair. She, like, gets dragged around the school corridors, and she's, like, just following the trail of blood, and runs into Freddy, but she shocks herself awake by, like, burning her arm in the boiler room. And this is kind of where she starts to realise that anything that happens in the dream will happen to your real body. So she starts making the strategy over the course of the film. If she can bring things back from the dream world, maybe she'd be able to bring Freddy back into the real world and then do some damage to him.
Bit mad that, like, innit? You just think, someone's out to kill me, so to save myself, I'm going to hug them.
Yeah. It's I thought it was actually pretty clever, because, but then again, it's quite specific though, right? Because in reality, she sets her alarm, but then in the dream, she's got a little Casio watch on or something that she sets for the same time. It's like, how accurate's your body clock at this point?
Near the end of the film, she can set up a whole fucking house full of booby traps.
She just home alone's it, like.
And he's gonna be fucking home alone. He's gonna get fucking caught by everything that she puts wherever that he follows and then gets caught.
Oh, is it like a sledgehammer above the door? But at that point, that's in the real world, though. Like, that's after he's been dragged in. So it's like when he's in the dream world, he's a strategic tactical genius. But as soon as he's in the in like normal,
he's like, yeah, alive again.
When she sets him on fire, he like chases her around the stairs, and she's like creeping around like she's outwitted him. But like, if someone just ran around the edge of a room, I reckon this murder killing machine could work out what way she went.
Yeah.
But no,
I think it turns quite funny as well. Like, she blows like something up, she sets up an explosion near him, doesn't she? And then
she sets like a claymore up in the sitting room. It's like, where did you get this?
I love the way Freddy just kind of like twists his body and he's like, oh.
Oh, I'm not having that, you cheeky.
He doesn't fucking explode, he just is like, whoops, out of my way, explosion.
I'll tell you who doesn't act normally, the police, because like Nancy smashes like the window of the house, and in the house opposite over the road, the police are there, and she's like, oh my god, help me, I'm over here. And like a police officer walks up by the window and goes, I guess I'll probably have to go get the lieutenant. What did we think of Freddy, by the way? I know later in the series he becomes a lot more comedic and like spits a lot of not bars. Spits a lot of one-liners.
I think he was quite funny anyway, wasn't he? Just he was like playful that he could get away from anything. Yeah, I think he was pretty entertaining, to be honest. I think the films like stood well. It was really original.
And a lot of iconic like scenes in there as well. There's like the glove in the bath and like the little tongue phone that I'm your boyfriend now, Nancy.
The kids in the neighborhood, all their parents are fucking amazing. Because we found out the backstory is like Fred Krueger was a guy who killed 20 odd children in the neighborhood.
He was a diddler.
He got arrested, and then when he came out, all of the parents round him up and burn him.
Yes, that's true.
Sound fucking well.
But like
done.
Coincidentally, just happens to be Nancy's mum, who was one of the main people as well, and also has Freddy's glove in her basement.
Yeah, still.
Like, why would you keep that?
It's weird, man. She says like, "Oh, it's okay. He's not gonna hurt you. I even got his glove." Do you know that people have other ways of killing people other than their preferred method? Just imagine there's like a serial killer with an axe and the axe gets stolen. They're like, I can't kill anyone anymore, for fuck's sake.
I do think as a preferred method, it's such a cool weapon.
There's a bit in it where, you know when she's in the school and she goes running through the corridor, at the bit where she acts really hard, where she goes, screw your hall pass to some she's ultimately trapped with Freddy again, but she thinks she's looking for Tina. And they end up in like the boiler room. And Freddy shows himself through the pipes. His face is all mangled and cut up. And then she literally goes, Tina? No, that's the guy with the burnt, sliced to pieces face. The best moment for me, though, was right at the end, where she thinks she's beat Freddy. And so they go outside, her and the mum, and it's all bright outside. And she gets in the car that's got Freddy Krueger's, like, pattern on it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then they get locked in the car. And she's like, Mum! And Freddy appears from behind. But then, like, sucks her through the window. All of a sudden, just shot through the fucking window.
Like, the whole body was made out of wood as well, man. Like,
You know, as a kid, when I first saw this, that frightened the fuck out of me, you know? Because it's the way that, it's the same thing that freaks me out about Angela in Sleepaway Camp when you finally see it. Doesn't look real.
I get that.
So in that, when the mum gets sucked through in Nightmare on Elm Street, you can see for like a split second, it's just like clearly a model of a mannequin or something. And it just makes it look like otherworldly and strange.
It's fucking horrible, but a fucking incredible film.
And it must have been a popular film because it had a $1.1 million budget and $57 million box office.
Not bad.
Overall thoughts of Nightmare on Elm Street?
We've told you we liked it.
Yeah, I also liked it. Out of 10, I'm gonna go for an 8.
An 8? Yeah, I would probably do similarly. Probably an 8.1.
Nice.
Not one to be trumped. I'm going for an 8.2.
Oh shit!
Yes, a really good concept. Really good cast. Good solid story. Nothing overly complicated. complicated, but just nice, cool idea there with the dream world and the killer is in the dream world. And yeah, really great basis to start a franchise off. And don't know when we're coming back to it, but I'm looking forward to exploring more of, yeah, of Elm Street.
If you'd like to buy me a holiday pina colada, check out the comments below.
And I'll take a whiskey and coke.
Mate, no one gives a shit about you. No one's buying you a drink. If you'd like to buy me a drink, if you don't care about Connor, hit that like button.
Oh my god. This is gonna be this is getting flooded now with likes.
If Connor's your favourite member,
yes,
hit like. If Kofi's your favourite member, hit subscribe. Mm. And if I'm your favourite member, just buy me a drink.
That was overall our honest review of A Nightmare on Elm Street. Next week, you can enjoy us tackling another classic horror film, which is going to be... What is it? Look at the socials, you dickhead. Look at Instagram. Oh,
Look at that. Look at
Instagram.
That's amazing.
Don't say anymore.
Just end there. Because if someone is... No, don't do it. Don't do it. If someone's got that far, someone's invested this much time to get to the end of the episode and they think, oh, I wonder what's coming next week. And then you've just... Fuck you, dickhead. And that's the end of it. Just play it out. Don't. That's it. We're done. Yeah, play it out.
Right, I'm stopping recording now because that was just too good of an ending.